Danny, I think we've got some of the Aaron Hernandez talk out of the way, but obviously, and we took some of the court proceedings live today to begin the show, but denied bail at the bond hearing, and he's headed back to being locked up for the time being until his court date. Let's move on to recruiting, and Arkansas is going to get a transfer. We're talking basketball in Keaton Miles, who comes to the University of Arkansas from West Virginia.
Yeah, Keaton was really no big surprise. You know, 6'7", 200-pound, small forward, swing man, whatever you want to call him. Visited a couple of weeks ago. He actually transferred out of West Virginia earlier this spring, had a few options. Arkansas, of course, one of them, as well as Utah, Colorado State. He kind of took a look at, ultimately decided that Arkansas was the place for him. I think Mike Anderson did a very good job of convincing him that he can be a more productive player here in this system. You know, I'm not sure how good of a player Arkansas actually got with Keaton, simply because he did play in 61 games at West Virginia, and you can't take that away from him, but his minutes were so limited. I'm not sure he's reached his full potential yet, so it may take a couple years to really find out what kind of player they've got. Of course, he has to sit out this year, according to NCAA rules, but he'll be here on July 1st, and we'll start classes, so Arkansas is pretty fired up about him. And kind of a side note with Keaton, his cousin, Peyton Hendricks, is a safety out of Dallas for the 2014 class. He was actually on campus Monday when Keaton announced his decision, and Peyton did tell me that, you know, of course, Keaton being his cousin, that will have an impact on his, you know, ultimate decision. So maybe it works out for the football program as well.
Yeah, and my question for you, Danny, is I just don't see a lot of success happen with these players that transfer, especially from a school like West Virginia, when they have a really good coach there, Bob Huggins, and a kid really hasn't done much there, and then he transfers. You know, what really is his ceiling? You know, is he a guy that's just going to be that kind of player that maybe plays a little here and there, but I just don't know, and I hadn't seen his game, but from what you look at what he did there to come in here, you know, is there any possibility that he could be a guy that is averaging 10, 12 points a game? I just don't see a lot of success in situations like this.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot. I think more than anything, Keaton is probably going to be a pretty good role player for you. I'm not sure he's some kind of superstar that's just going to transfer to the SEC and blossom all of a sudden into some, you know, big scorer, big defender. But maybe Arkansas's need for a role player like that is a little bit greater than at West Virginia. So hopefully they can get a little more productivity out of him.
Yeah, I hope so. And with the I do have a draft question for you. As far as with B.J. Young and Marshawn Powell, have you heard anything? The latest we heard was B.J. Young, you know, on some of the mock drafts was a late second-round pick, and we've also heard that Archie Goodwin was sliding. But the last couple that, you know, I've never seen Marshawn Powell in a mock draft, but B.J. Young is completely out. Have you heard anything on those guys?
The last thing I've read was that B.J. was, like you just said, completely out. So kind of a head-scratcher for me. I don't know. I always felt like Marshawn probably, yeah, okay, I can deal with him leaving. But, boy, B.J., I'm still kind of scratching my head on that. I'd love for him to be back here this year and you know, maybe work on that jumper a little bit. But as far as new news, no, I have not heard anything about that.
Yeah, and Danny, you look at a Ben McLemore, Oladipo. Those guys are a little bigger, and they're still small, but they're a little bigger in the upper body, where B.J. Young is even smaller than them. You look into NBA players that I just think B.J. was too light. I 100% agree with you. I think he should have came back, put a little weight on, and worked on his game, unless he's just set on going pro and, you know, going overseas or not. But I just don't see him physically there. Now, potentially, yeah, he's quick and he can do some things, but just his size, I just don't think he was built yet for the NBA.
Yeah, BJ definitely a smaller guy. You hit the guy I really like, Macklemore out of Kansas. I know my wife is listening right now, so I'll give a KU plug. But Macklemore, that's the guy I would expect to go number one tonight. What are you guys thinking?
Well, I like Macklemore, but
right now the latest one I saw was number two,
yeah,
to Orlando. But I think that I just see Noel or Lynn going first.
Drafting on potential.
I think so, yeah.
I think Nerlens Noel probably does go number one.
And what I'm hearing is Victor Oladipo is actually moved up, you know, where he might go ahead of Macklemore with Otto Porter going to D.C. because he's the Georgetown, the local kid.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'm with you. I think Macklemore potentially could probably be better than Oladipo. Although, didn't he kind of disappear a little bit in the tournament and stuff? And I think that's hurting him a little bit, yeah.
He did. In a lot of games, he disappeared several times. But, boy, you look at that potential. Man, when he's on, there's just not many that can score like him.
Danny, we have followed the recruitment of Ty's story, and obviously the offers came in, Alabama, Auburn, Arkansas State, and some questioned, okay, when will Arkansas offer? And we heard you talk about how Jim Chaney wanted to handle that in your conversations with Ty and everything. Then he gets the offer, and now he's committed. He wants to be a Razorback.
Yeah, that one, like I said on Keaton Miles, wasn't really a big surprise. Ty's story did surprise me earlier this week. I did not expect him to jump on board this soon. Like you said, a lot of people scratching their heads a few weeks ago. Alabama offers first, Auburn offers before Arkansas. Ty comes up to camp. I felt like at camp he would probably leave with an offer, but he left without one. Chaney asked him to come back later that week, and of course, you know what happened from there. Chaney goes ahead and offers him, and then earlier this week, Ty wanted to just go ahead and end it. Apparently just a homegrown Razorback. I never really got that feeling from him. I think that's what surprised me more than anything. I thought Ty was more of a guy who would, you know, take a quite a bit longer and really look at all of his options. I know he was probably headed for who knows how many more offers he would have gotten. But I thought he would take more time, but he was ready to get it over with. And already one of the top quarterbacks in the country for 2015's class. So Arkansas continues their streak of getting these big-time quarterbacks.
Talk about what it is with him that sets him apart from other quarterbacks that are out there.
Sure. Right now, I think the first thing is physically. You look at a 15, 16-year-old kid, if he is 16, he's probably barely 16 at this point. 6'3", 220. I think he's still growing. Just on the hoof, he looks like a 20-something-year-old kid already. Not a cannon of an arm, but pretty good arm strength. He's got a little bit long motion right now. I think Chaney kind of wanted to tweak that a little bit, but boy, you think about 2 years left in high school football. He's got a long time to keep developing all those mechanics and everything that goes into being a big-time quarterback. His potential is through the roof as far as I'm concerned. Accuracy's outstanding. He's got the football IQ you look for, leadership skills. I think he's just an absolute stud. I think Arkansas really got a good one.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about being a homegrown guy and a smaller school, sometimes all this recruiting can be a little overwhelming, and he just doesn't want to have to deal with it because phone calls, letters, this and that, it seems like it never stops, and maybe he just wants to focus on football. So, you know, I'm excited for him, but I want you to touch again on that. You said the safety. Okay, so Keaton Miles commits to Arkansas. He will be up there. Is the safety going to be in the next year's class? And what, you know, is he a 3-4-star? What are some of his upsides? And has Arkansas offered him?
You mean Peyton Hendricks, Keith's
yes,
cousin?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Arkansas, as well as probably 15, 20 other schools have offered Peyton Hendricks. He's a 6'3", 187 type guy. He's got the frame. He could add plenty of weight over the next couple of years and really be a big safety. I know Arkansas likes him at strong safety, can really run well sideline to sideline guy. He's got good ball skills as far as what I've seen on film, so they would definitely love to have him at the strong safety position. I think they've only offered just a few guys there so far. They've offered a lot of other defensive backs, corners, and free safeties, but he appears to be one of their top guys at strong safety right now.
Let's go to Walt in The Rock. Walt, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You mentioned that Coach Chaney wanted to tweak Ty Story's motion. Can he make any suggestions or recommendations while he's still in high school? Hey, why don't you go see such and such a coach? Or, hey, why don't you do this? Is that allowed by the NCAA?
I think when he's up there on campus and they're watching film, he can say things to them, yeah, about stuff like
yeah.
that. And, you know, you have the – and, Danny, you might know a little more about, you know, like the Peyton Manning camp that in the elite quarterbacks, high school kids, there are certain camps out there that – he can probably get to, is that correct, to work on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like next month, for instance, on July 7th, he's going to be at the Rivals Underclassmen Challenge. Different camps like that. The Peyton Manning deal, I'm not really sure about, but he's got Elite 11 stuff he can do. Lots of different camps where you may go see a Trent Dilfer, you know, somebody like that, a Peyton Manning, who can help you hone those skills a little bit. But as far as Chaney, yeah, as long as the kid is up here and one-on-one and especially during a camp, obviously he can work with him quite a bit. But, yeah, coaches are allowed to talk to him about anything they expect out of that prospect.
Does that answer your question there, Walt? I guess it did.
I guess. Yeah, and that's the thing, that when kids are up there at camp and the elite camp and all the camps you go up there, yeah, they can work with you with all that stuff now. And they do tell you, hey, go work on this when you're back. But they're not going to get in the way of what they're doing at his high school. You know, they're not going to overstep their boundaries that much. But they will work on you with certain things.
Absolutely.
Danny Raymond Wingo. That name, if it sounds familiar to Razorback fans, it should.
Yeah, absolutely right. Raymond is obviously the younger brother of Ronnie, who played 4 years at Arkansas. And Raymond actually told me Ronnie might be able to make the visit with him. The visit date so far hasn't been completely stamped down yet. He told me the other day it may be Saturday, could be early next week or even late next week. So we're kind of waiting to see exactly which day he's going to be back in Fayetteville. But Raymond's a big-time kid. If he's not their number one cornerback right now, I would say he's right at number two. Just looking at some of their top guys for this class, he's way up there. A very fast kid. He runs extremely well in the 40 and 100, does all the track stuff. Hasn't really narrowed down his list yet. I think he wants to take some time, but in my opinion, I think Arkansas is in it for the long haul. You look at his brother playing here. He's been here several times, you know, just checking out the campus. He's going to have a lot of family members down on this trip. So we'll see how it goes. I'm not expecting a commitment or anything this early, but then again, you never know.
We had a couple callers this week call in, and they were surprised that Kentucky right now has the top recruiting class in the SEC. And I believe Trey, in my opinion, and I don't want to speak for Trey, but I think we were on the same page that you don't really start worrying about the ratings until maybe December when high school football is over. What do you think on, you know, Kentucky having that top class right now? But if you're Arkansas fans, when do you start to look at that and worry about where you actually are on the recruiting process and with your commitments?
Well, one of the biggest things that stands out to me is proximity to all of the kids you're trying to recruit. I think Arkansas is a little bit tougher of a trip for a guy in Ohio to make than it would be for Kentucky or Tennessee even. Arkansas is kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and you're kind of surrounded by your Alabamas and, Texas, A&M, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, LSU, obviously. So it's just kind of a challenge as far as getting unofficial visits here. Arkansas has always finished strong. You never see them come out of the gates really with one of the top 10 classes in the country. Not taking anything away from Kentucky. They're obviously putting together a pretty good class right now. Not sure how they're doing it, but they are doing it. For Arkansas fans, I would say be patient. I think you have to look at the caliber of athletes you're recruiting now, and I can tell you they're really going after a much higher caliber.
Well,
guys that's really going to take a long time with their process, so just be patient. I would really start looking at it, you know, later this season when you can get a lot of these kids on official visits.
Right, and my thought is when you are recruiting the higher caliber athlete that if they're considering an Alabama, an Auburn, a Georgia, LSU, that they kind of wait too. If you're a defensive back or a running back, they want to see who else commits to that school also, because sure. Then, you know, if three running backs commit to Bama, why would that fourth guy commit to Bama too? And that's why I think Arkansas does finish strong, like what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I think it's also important to note that there's a couple of guys that Arkansas is kind of waiting on right now that have already tried to commit. Demetrius Jackson down in South Florida is Denver Kirkland's cousin. He's already tried to commit. I think they want him on campus before they'll actually take that commitment. Dominic Sanders out of Georgia is a defensive back. He's one of their top defensive back prospects, and he's wanting to commit. But then again, Coach B wants the kids on campus. He wants to make sure it's the right fit for them. I think that's a smart move, me personally. So Arkansas could have a little bit higher number as far as overall commitments right now, but there's a process to go through.